Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay. What can I do for you today, Valerie?
So I tried to do the credit check online, and it says that there was an issue.
Okay.
Because I really want to sign up for this. I'm hoping that this works.
Absolutely. No worries.
So
oftentimes the most common reason for the credit check is somebody tends to forget that they have their credit on lock.
Oh, okay.
Do you know if you have a restriction on your credit at the moment?
Nope, not that I know of.
Okay. If you'd prefer, what I can do is I can go through it with you and do it on my end. I'll ask you all the questions and we'll be able to go ahead and do that.
Okay, that works.
Okay, perfect. All right. And Valerie, what is your service address, please?
It's 435 Lucas Avenue, Lot 51. Kingston, New York.
12401. Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. And what is the best phone number for you, please?
I'll give you my cell phone number. Mm-hmm. It's 845-380-9127.
Okay, perfect. And you said it was Lot 51, right?
Yes, Lot 51, yes.
Perfect.
It's a mobile home park.
Yep, no worries. And this is for a location, the location is for a residential, not for a business, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And it does show that your in-service date would be for the end of October, October 25th. So right now what we're doing is we're pre-ordering, and then when it gets closer to that date, you'll be hearing from one of our reps, such as myself, to go ahead and get you scheduled.
Okay. And what do you have to do? You have to install a router, or what do you have to do for my service?
Yes. So essentially what we would be doing is we would be running fiber from the street into your home, and then we would connect the router and the modem and then set you up with your account for the router so that you can manage your Wi-Fi. But by the end of the appointment, you will definitely be connected.
Okay. So my wires that I have that come to my house for my internet now are buried outside. Does that make a difference?
Nope. That's actually great because that means that we can also bury ours.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So that's not an issue. The reason being because coaxial is completely different than fiber.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Garbage truck went by when it was up in the air across the road, and they took my lines down, so they buried all my wires.
Oh, no.
A couple of years ago. This was quite a few years ago, so.
I don't blame you for having them do that.
Yeah. Well, they had to do that because it was Central Hudson said, nope, they're supposed to be buried. And I, all right, whatever. So it's my Central Hudson and my TV. Well, actually, it's internet just now, so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And do you know which package you had wanted? Was it the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
I want the 1.
Okay. All right. Great. And then, of course, if you don't mind me asking, how large is your home approximately in square footage?
Probably about 900 square feet.
Okay. Perfect. The reason I ask is because we do offer Wi-Fi extenders. Your first Wi-Fi extender is available at no cost. So that's why we kind of ask, for those who have larger homes to have that whole home Wi-Fi coverage, we want to be able to provide the coverage.
It's 940 square feet, I think it is. It's not that big. It's on one floor, so. And what I have now works, well, most of the time, but works.
Well, most of the time. I love it. You got to have fun with it, though. That's the thing.
Oh,
you
got
to be able to joke.
Yeah.
Okay. And were you interested in phone service?
No. Nope. I have a phone already. I have Magic Jack. Goes through the internet.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yes.
Do you currently own or rent your property?
The property is rented. The house is owned by me. Is that a problem?
No. No, not at all.
Okay.
The reason that I ask, and this is where it kind of gets a little tricky, is because you own your home, but you're on a lot which you rent.
Right.
Would you happen to have the property owner's name and phone number by chance?
Sure. It's Botini Property. All right. Now I have to look up their telephone number. It's at 845. Give me 1 second.
And it is Botini, like Botini Fuel?
Yes. Botini Properties owns it, yes. Let me see. 845-297-2109.
Okay, perfect.
They're in Poughkeepsie, actually. That's Wattinger's
awesome.
Phone number, but their offices are in Poughkeepsie.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. The only reason that I asked for the Botini Property name and phone number is because, you know, we do have to do the digging, so we want their approval prior.
Right, of course. Yeah. Yeah, I understand that.
And Valerie, it's spelled just V-A-L-E-R-E-I-E, sorry.
Correct.
Okay, and what is your last name, please?
McPartland, capital M-C, capital P as in Peter, A-R-T-L-A-N-D.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for that, Valerie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and what is the best email address for you, please?
GTX68CONV as in Victor at gmail.com.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want your cell phone as the primary phone number on the account, is that correct?
Yeah, it'd be easier.
Did you want to add a secondary number to the account?
I can give you my home number.
Sure.
It's 845-338-4179.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. And then how may we contact you prior to your installation and any future notifications regarding your account?
You can just send me on my cell phone.
Okay.
Yeah, text. You can send me a text.
Absolutely.
I look at that more than I look at my computer.
I know the feeling. Like, I try looking at my email, but there's so many emails that just get sent to my inbox. It's just...
Mm-hmm. And then it gets full, and then it's like, oh.
Yep. Oh, the difficulties of email. Now, of course, just so that you're aware, at Archtop Fiber, we can notify you via text messaging with important information, such as your install appointments, updates about your order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation via text as well.
Okay.
Let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates, which means that we will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you were to authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply, but that typically applies to those who pay per text at that point.
Okay.
But yeah, would that be okay?
Yep, that'd be fine.
Okay, perfect. And then, of course, now we get to the credit check. As part of our order process, we do need to run that soft credit check to determine if deposit is required. And you said that you wanted to go ahead and do that, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And just bear with me. It may take a couple of moments, just so that you're aware.
Say that again, you were breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just saying that it might take a couple of moments for me to get to that. All righty. I'm just putting in your information now. At least what you've provided me so far. And then when I get to the part where I will need your social, I only need it once. Hopefully it doesn't break up.
I can't understand a word you're saying. You're all garbled again all of a sudden for some reason. I don't know why.
Are you able to hear me now?
See, I can't understand you. Can I call you back or can you call me back?
I can definitely give you a call back if you'd like.
There you go. You're okay now.
Okay.
That's weird.
I don't really know what happened.
I don't either, but you're fine now. That's funny. Okay, well, let's continue until it does it again.
Absolutely. Yeah, no worries.
Okay.
All right, so I'm putting in your information now, and then when I get to the part where I need your social, I'll only need it once.
Okay.
Unless, of course, it breaks up, then I may ask for it again.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Other than that, it's completely confidential. We have one system. I immediately press submit, and the only thing that it tells me with regards to your credit is whether a deposit is required or not. We see nothing about the score or anything else.
Okay.
It also helps us to verify that you are who you say you are.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I'm sorry about the cutting out. I don't know really what was going there. But
not your fault. Could have been mine. Could have been on my end.
I mean, I know I have issues with my cell phone because I live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I know. I was down to my brother's the other day, and I had a 6, and I said, I've got a 6 here. I only get a 4 at home. I don't even get a 6 or 5 here at my house.
Right?
Crazy. Yeah.
All right. I am ready for your social whenever you're ready.
Okay. It's 09054. Wait a minute. Let me see. Oh, nice. 50. I'm sorry. I have to write it down. Isn't that terrible? 5465.
Okay, perfect. I'm submitting that now.
Okay.
And no worries. I don't know how my mother did it, but she memorized mine when I was a kid.
Really?
I can't even memorize my kids'. My children, forget about it. I can't remember theirs.
I know. I look at it. I say, wait a minute. Now, what is that again? So if I write it down, you know, in air, I can do it. But
yeah. Yeah, no, I used to have to do that myself. But the good news is that you don't have a deposit required.
Okay, good. That's good.
All right. And then did you want to enroll in the auto pay and paperless billing to give you a discount?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So we have the option for checking account, which gives you the $10 discount, or you can do by credit or debit, which gives you a $5 discount.
I'd rather do it by the checking.
Now okay.
I need to find my checkbook. Wait a minute. What's this? Make sure I got the right one.
I don't think I've even ordered checkbooks for my account yet.
Yeah.
I do everything so electronically that I just access my banking app, and it tells me all the information.
Well, I used to have to send my checks in for my rent, and now I just go through my bill pay through my
Yeah, it makes it so easy.
Yeah, so they usually take care of that. So, okay, so you need the routing number. You ready?
Yes, please.
You want that first, or you want to know who it's through?
No, routing number is perfect.
Okay, 221-976-243.
Okay, and to confirm, the bank is Mid-Hudson Valley FCU.
Yes.
Okay. Account number whenever you're ready.
200-527-7500. I think there's a 1 after that. Wait a minute. Let me just check something. Because they added a 1 after that with my... Let me just check it.
No worries. Take your time.
Different thing.
And then it's your name on the account.
5001 after it is checking.
And then it's your name on it?
Yes, my name.
And there's no middle initial or anything, right?
Not on my checks, no.
Okay. And then you stated it was a checking. Do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, just so you're aware, because this is also a very common question that I get, your billing cycle will not start until the day of install.
Okay.
So you should not be charged for anything until your service is actually active.
Okay. So the only thing that they charge me is going to be $69.99. Is there any other charges for install or anything?
Nope. We currently do not have any fees for the installation because we're waiving those.
Okay.
And then as far as it goes, there's all the taxes and fees are included in your price, and so is the modem and router.
Oh, okay. Oh, so the modem and router is too? Okay.
Yeah, so unlike a lot of other companies where they charge that $10 to $15 per month for the equipment rental fee, ours is included in the price.
Yeah, I have my own router so that I don't have to pay them.
Yeah, see, this one is great because we also are able to troubleshoot on our end, and we'll be able to go into the router and, you know, verify what might be the issue. If you're experiencing slow speeds on one specific device, it could be that specific device. We could see the topology where, like, if it's too far from the access point, that could be the issue, you know. So we do a lot of troubleshooting on our end. Our router is really great. And when the tech comes to do the install, there's this application called the HomePass app.
Okay.
And you'll be able to manage all of your devices from that as well.
Wow. Cool.
It's also great if you have kids because you can ground them and deny access to the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, no, I don't have any kids. I have to ground myself because I'm on it too much.
Well, if you do have guests that come over, you can also create specific guest passwords.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can manage each device, assign them to people. So, like, if you know, oh, this is the name of, we'll say, Brad's phone, you know. You can assign that device to him, and that way you know, okay,
cool.
He's a guest. He has this specific password to access my Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So,
because I have a couple people that come over here all the time. You know, they're always here. So I just give them my password. It's, like, easier. They're here.
Yeah.
You know, just give it to them. But,
and you'll also
be
able to change the passcode as well for your Wi-Fi on that app.
Okay, good. That's good to know.
Oh, absolutely. So there's a lot of cool things with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
so
how
has ArchTop been around a long time?
So we just started providing service earlier this year, but we have been in business for several years. It's just more of like trying to get the headquarters, and then we also had the construction that we had to get started on. So before we could even advertise for anything, we wanted to make sure that we had service available.
Okay.
And we're still working on the expansion, so that's where the pre-orders come in.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
But we already have quite a bit of Kingston covered, and we also have quite a bit of Saugerties covered for the most part.
And are you working your way down?
So we're working down and up.
Okay. All right.
I don't think we are looking to go to Poughkeepsie or anything because we're mainly focused on areas that don't have fiber yet.
Right. And that would be us. I mean, because my girlfriend, she has well, she has regular internet, but they have Verizon. She has Verizon fiber down there, and I don't get that here.
And they're very limited on where they go.
The only one you have is Spectrum, and you have no other choices.
I know.
And I hate Spectrum. I really do. I hate them. And I said, well, you know what? I'll go to ArchTop. If I don't like them, I'll go back to Spectrum. That's it, you know.
Exactly. And
that's the way it is.
That's another good thing about us is also we don't have any cancellation fees.
Yeah. Oh, well,
you're free
good.
To cancel anytime. And the promotional price where it's $69.99.
Yeah.
And that's thanks to the auto pay and paperless billing. That is in effect for 2 years and there's no contracts.
Okay. And then after that it goes to the $79.99?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, we don't know what it will be in 2 years, but typically yes, it'll just go back to the regular price. Mm-hmm. And if ever there is an increase in price, which I don't foresee anytime soon, but if there ever is, we would definitely make you aware.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I know, they just increased they had that $30 off if you, through the government.
Yes, and they ended that earlier in January.
Yep. As soon as that was off, they increased the price.
Yeah, I noticed that. That was very frustrating. Yeah.
It was very frustrating, you know, and their service.
I used to qualify for that too.
yeah. And their service just is not good. I mean, it's always dropping. It says, "Oh, there's too much traffic on the thing. How can there be too much traffic?"
And yeah, especially if you only have like five or six devices. You know, like
yeah. I mean, it's just me. I go from one. I turn the TV off in the living room, and I go into the bedroom, and there's no service. It's like, how is that possible? You know, there's nobody here but me. It's just
that
very
is absolutely
frustrating.
Insane, to be honest.
It is, and it's only 300 megabytes.
Yeah.
That's all it is. That's all they're giving me. And I don't even think that it's even like that. I don't even know.
Oftentimes, if you go to speedtest.net, for example, you'll be able to find out exactly what you're getting.
Yeah, I should do that.
Because with the cable company that I had, I was paying for the 1 gig. But I'm lucky if even my laptop hardwired gets like 980.
Wow. Yeah.
For us, it's true. For us, it's true symmetrical 1,000 megabytes per second upload and download. Okay. So you know how a lot of cable companies, they limit you to 35 megabytes per second upload?
Right.
For us, it's symmetrical. It's 1,000 down, 1,000 up.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good to know.
Oh, yeah. And actually, when I perform the speed test, it actually gives you a little bit over 1 gig.
Really?
Not by much, but it's usually like 1,000, I think, 25 or 1,100 sometimes.
Okay. Okay.
But for the most part, it's always going to be true over 1,000.
Right.
Like at 1,000 or more, never less.
Okay.
If you ever do experience some speed slowness where you're not receiving that 1,000, definitely let us know. But it also depends on how many devices you're using at the same time.
Right, right. Well, usually the only ones I use is the TV, or I'm on my tablet, or my phone. I'm not usually on all three at once, either my phone or my TV.
Unfortunately for me, I've got three kids and a roommate.
Right.
So I've got all gamers in my house.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
So
I mean,
for me,
my
it's definitely going to be a bit challenging. But.
Yeah, but when my friends come, it's just we're just sitting there. We don't even have the TV on. We're just on our phones sometimes. Not all the time, but, you know, sometimes, you know. So it shouldn't be that bad, you know. But, yeah, I'm just so glad that somebody else came in the area. I just hope it's good.
I completely
understand. That's the only thing I do. So okay. Anything else I need to do?
Yeah, I just have a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
I know that you stated that Central Hudson and Spectrum all had their wires buried.
Yes.
Okay, and Spectrum.
Yeah, it's my internet. Well, it used to be cable and everything, but now it's just internet through them. That's all I get through them.
Okay. Is there anything that we should be aware of as far as, like, septic tanks?
No, I don't think there's any septic there. 'Cause they went along the side of my house and out across the road, I believe, or under the road or something like that. So I don't think so, but they can tell you more than I can because they're the ones that dug it.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, and we'll definitely have our techs take a look at the property and see the best way to get you connected. But the more information I have for them is the better because that way we know what to expect already.
Yeah, okay.
Did you have any specific questions or comments for our techs?
Nope. I just, you know, wanted to get registered or checked on and make sure that I can try this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm going to have to rearrange my bedroom so they can get into my
I mean, we'll typically follow the same way that, like, Spectrum went, for example, as far as the access into the home.
Right.
But the fiber cables are completely different than the coaxial cables, so we don't really need much as far as that goes.
Okay. But they still come into my house and hook up to the router.
Yes, absolutely. So they will be running a new fiber line into the home.
Okay.
But they'll usually follow where Spectrum previously was.
Okay. Okay.
As far as getting inside. Once inside, they'll run the fiber to whichever room that you would like the modem and router to be.
Yeah. My router is just not too far above where the internet comes in from outside.
Okay. Yeah, no worries.
Yeah. So they should be all right. But I have stuff in front of where that is, so I might have to move that so they can get to it.
Understandable.
It comes in. So, but that's okay. That's not a big deal.
Okay.
That's pretty easy, because you're giving me at least 2 weeks' notice.
At least.
Yeah. At least. So,
and again,
so
we'll
works.
Call you once it gets closer to the 25th.
Yeah, okay.
Either a few days prior or maybe even on the 25th, we should be reaching out to you.
What day is the 25th?
The 25th is Friday.
Oh, it's a Friday. Okay. All right. Yeah, because I would prefer it to be later, in the afternoon maybe.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it depends on how late. Our typical appointment times are 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., or 3 p.m. We do also do Saturday installs.
Yeah, okay. Saturdays is not good for me because I'm not usually around. Friday, I mean, that day is good, but it would be because I'm retired, and I have a friend that's retired, and we meet for breakfast every morning.
Oh, gotcha. Well, that's always a great thing to do. That's what my mother used to do.
Yeah, so so we usually meet at 10 o'clock in the morning, 10:30, and I'm usually home by 1, so it would be like 1 in the afternoon would be good.
Yeah, so like 1 or 3 p.m. would be a great perfect time
right.
for you then.
Okay. So do they do the digging the same day that they do all of that, or is that something that they are going to do before they run the line to my house, or how does that work?
Yes and no. So what happens is typically when they are initially connecting you, they'll determine the best way to get you connected.
Okay.
What they'll do usually a few days prior to your actual install date is they will have someone come out to install the drop cable, which is the cable that connects from our junction box at the street to the outside of your home.
Okay.
So they'll do the micro trenching and burying that day.
Typically,
they will do it before the install.
Okay.
We have run into a couple of situations where we had them do it the same day as install.
Right. Okay.
But again, for the initial part where they connect you on the outside, you don't have to be home for.
Okay. All right. Good.
If required, a temporary cable may be laid on the ground. If that does happen, then we will help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement.
Okay.
If by like day 14 it's still there, or day 16, because usually we count business days, definitely give us a call. Let us know, hey, y'all never came to bury this cable.
Right.
I need it buried.
Yeah, okay.
And then we'll get somebody out to you as soon as possible at that point. But then, of course, if you currently have a provider to maintain that consistent connection, because we don't want you to lose internet during the install. We do recommend that you wait until our fiber services are fully installed before canceling with Spectrum.
Oh, yeah, I'll wait. I'll probably won't cancel them for a little while, at least probably a couple of weeks after you install.
I mean,
or whatever. I have to look at my date on my thing when it's, because I know they don't charge cancellation either, but I'll probably wait for a little while after to cancel.
I mean, definitely just make sure that all of your devices are connected to the Archtop Fiber one. So that way you can really experience how the connection is.
Right.
If you decide to keep both.
Yep.
So.
Okay. Yep. I will.
And then, of course, the modem and the router and any equipment provided by Archtop is the property of Archtop Fiber, and it must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service.
Okay.
What will happen at that time is that you'll receive a return kit, which is a pre-labeled box to send, or rather mail, all of our associated equipment back to us.
Okay.
And then we at Archtop do reserve the right to charge for the unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you decide, hey, you know what, I'm not really liking it, you know, and you decide to cancel, you'll have 30 days from the date that you terminate service to return our equipment. And we'll mail out or drop off a box for you to mail it back to us.
Okay. All right. So are you located over there on Enterprise Drive?
Yes, yes, actually we are. That's our headquarters.
Yeah, I go by there all the time. I'm always by there.
I mean, I used to drive down that road all the time since I used to work at United.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yep, I know where that is, too. Yeah.
It was quite empty before Archtop took over.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. I'm sure. I see your trucks out there all the time, and I'm saying pretty soon, hopefully pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, and now we're less than a month away from giving you service, so
Yes, you are. And I didn't think that would ever happen.
Oh, I know. So many people are like, when are you coming? When are you coming?
Yeah.
I'm like, I could take a look to see if I have a more accurate date. And then usually they're super happy when they find out that it's like only like a month or two away.
I know. When I saw the email, I said, yes, they're coming.
I know. I'm still kind of waiting for mine. I'm like, eh. Because we've hit Rhinebeck already. We've hit Rhinebeck. We're starting on Red Hook. Yep.
Okay. Okay.
And then we're also making our way out towards the Pine Plains area, too.
Yep.
So I'm excited for that.
I don't blame you. That's good. Yeah, that's good.
And then if you ever have any questions about our terms of service, you can always visit our website.
Okay.
Or if you have any billing questions in general as well, you can also check out the website. You'll also be able to access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address that you provided to me today.
Okay.
So what you should be receiving now is two emails. One will be a confirmation of your order, or in this case, pre-order. And the other will be an invitation for you to sign into the ArchtopFiber.com account.
Okay.
So you'll be able to go ahead and accept. You'll be able to manage your account. You'll be able to change your auto pay settings if ever you want to suspend auto pay or if you need to change it to a different account. You can manage those settings. You'll be able to review your billing statements, and you'll also be able to accept our terms of service.
All right, good.
That being said, do you agree to be bound by the terms of service, as they do tend to change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
I do.
Awesome. Well, my dear, you are all set.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope you have a good day.
Oh, you as well, and thank you so much,
Valerie.
I hope that you have a wonderful week, and thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber.
Thank you. All right.
Bye. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.